Hello and thank you for listening to Shofar Armana's Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message and that it will inspire you in your walk with God.
The Lord is good. Amen. All the time. Yo, man. God is here. Amen. The Lord is good. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Because you are here. You are in our midst. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because of what you have already started. You are here, Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are here, Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are in front, you are at the back, you are at the middle, you are everywhere. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Father God, let your kingdom come. 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 As it is in heaven, as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. Riko si abasi toroboshi seketerebe rindoroboko sikia papakasa. As it is in heaven, as it is in heaven in our midst, as it is in heaven in our lives, as it is in heaven, as it is your will, as it is your will in our lives, in our lives, in our lives, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this day you break chains. This day you heal the sick. This day, Lord Almighty, you will minister to your children in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. 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 Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, on our own, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. But we thank you because you are not away, but you are with us. You are within us. You are in our midst. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. We will, it's not going to be me speaking today. I told the Lord that I don't want to speak, but I want you to speak through me. Because I'm not a good speaker, but you are. I did not call myself, but you called me. So, I asked him that, Lord, this morning, I want to be quiet. I want as well to listen you speaking. The topic today is the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the realm where the king rules. The kingdom of God, it is a realm where the king, who is our God, rules. He rules. And we as his children submit. He rules and the angels submit. As I was, as the Lord was going through with me the kingdom of God message, I went to Revelation. And the way the book of Revelation described the throne of God, it was so awesome. It was so amazing. So, he as God rules. And we as his children, we submit. The angels submit. And only the word kingdom, it means the dominion of a king in a territory where the king's rule and his authority is accepted. The kingdom itself is the dominion of the king, but where his rules and his authority is accepted. You know, growing up in a democratic country, maybe others who are older, they have tested how it is to live in a kingdom. But some of us haven't tested how it is to be in a kingdom. All we know is democracy. All we know, when things are bad, we need to toy. We need to go on strike so that the rules has to be changed. So when we come into the kingdom of God, we are still the same people under democracy with the democratic mindset. And we bring that into the kingdom of God with the mentality that we can vote God in or out. With the mentality that we can remote control God. With the mentality that we can manipulate God. Because of the democratic mindset. Because we don't know what it is to live in a kingdom. All what we are told is to live in a democratic country. And the moment we are Christians, yes, we are born again. Yes, we speak in tongues. We receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, but our mindset isn't yet renewed. There are things that follows. The Lord just spoke to me three things. As I speak, maybe he can tell you four things or five things. He is God. The things that results are the power of God cannot be manifested in our lives. Because our mindset is still democratic mentality. So the power of God cannot be manifested in our lives. We cannot change or influence the world because we are like of the world. Yes, our spirit are born, we are born again spiritually, but the mindset, the mentality is still the same. Therefore, it's very difficult to influence the world to come into the kingdom of God, because when the world looks at us, they think we are the same. And the third thing is, we end up debating scriptures. The end thing is, you see one Christian fighting the other Christian, all using scriptures. Debating scriptures. Sometimes not even one Christian against the other Christian, but the spirit in you fighting against your body, your flesh. The Lord speaking to you something, then you are trying to look for a scripture against what the Lord has told you. Debating with the Holy Spirit. Because of the same thing, the mindset, the mentality is still like that of the kingdom of the world, not like that of the kingdom of God. Our first scripture, John 18, verse 36 to 37. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have to come into this world. Yes, I am king, but not a king of this world. But because I am a king in the kingdom of God, that's why I came into this kingdom of the world." So, based on John 18, you see there's only two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. This is according to Christ himself. And we know the kingdom of God turns the second cheek. We love our enemies in the kingdom of God. Forgiveness and love, these are basics. And in the kingdom of this world, it is tit for tat, an eye for an eye. Returns evil with evil in the kingdom of this world. But the question is, whose authority and the rule do you submit to? Are we in the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of the world? In this world, you can have a passport, British one. And you can have a passport, a South African one. And they call you dual citizenship. You can be, I'm British, I'm also South African. But not in this kingdom. There is no dual citizenship. You either submit under God's rule and authority or under the world. You can never be a dual citizen. You can never be cold and hot at the same time. You can never be in light and in darkness same time. And we know the kingdom of God centers on our relationship with God, who is the king. And of course, with the people. So it is vertical and it is horizontal relationship. You love God and you love the people. Where is the kingdom of God? In Luke 17 verse 21, the Bible says, "Neither shall they say, lo here. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Wow. So it's not a building, the kingdom of God. It's not an army. The kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within us. And as Carmen was singing that song, "Let Heaven Come," that song was prophetic. Let heaven come as it is in heaven. Let it be here. Let it come. I'm speaking British. I've never been in England. But I'm speaking their language. Maybe we can defy the accent. But do you know the reason I'm speaking in English? It is because their kingdom influenced my kingdom. You see the power? I've never been there. I've never seen the queen. But their kingdom influenced our kingdom. That suddenly in our country we said, "You know, guys, let's go to school. Let's learn this language called English. This is what the Lord wants us, children, in His kingdom, the kingdom of God. As the scripture, the kingdom of God is within you. It is within me. Wow. It is within everybody here. So, why is it within us? God wants us to influence the kingdom of the world. That's why we are so different here. But as I speak, you can understand. The reason is, I was influenced by the British. They also influenced you. So we all here learn English as the language of their kingdom. We communicate. We speak. You can speak Afrikaans. I cannot hear you. I can speak my Malawian language. You cannot hear me. But the moment we all engage into the language which we were influenced, English, suddenly we start understanding each other. This is why the Lord says His kingdom is within us. He wants us to influence the world so that the world can stop speaking their language and start speaking our language. That is why Christ says, you know what, I'm going to heaven. But the moment I arrive there, I'm going to ask my Father. First thing, Father, I have come, but I've left your people, children, there. They are alone. Can you please release the Holy Spirit to go, to empower them? That's why if you are in the kingdom, don't pray in Afrikaans for 30 minutes, for 1 hour. Don't pray Malawian language for 1 hour, 30 minutes. That language belongs to this world. Pray in tongues. The moment you are in your room, start in tongues. Start praying in tongues. Yeah, you, here and there you can, you see, you can put this, our language here on this world. But the moment you engage yourself into spiritual language, that language, no demon can hear it. That language, even Lucifer himself cannot understand what is happening there. That is why Christ, when he asked the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit was released and he came here on earth, the first thing, tongues. Because now, secrets are happening now, heaven and earth. When we pray in tongues, demons cannot hear you. Lucifer cannot hear you. You are a threat. You become a terrorist in their kingdom. Because they cannot understand you. They ask each other, what is he praying now? I don't know. But you know what? The moment you go and you kneel down and say, Lord, I want a job, I want a job, I want a job, 100 times, the demons have already catched it. He wants a job. What should we do now? Okay, first thing, where can he find a job? Okay, office A, office B, maybe he's going to write a letter, maybe he's going to apply to office C. Okay, let's now wage war. Go, 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 go. Then you see you're a Christian. But things are becoming so hard and hard and hard. Are you praying in tongues? This is our language. Please, can you just tell your neighbor, this is our language. Aha. This is our language. Praying in tongues. Don't be afraid to pray in tongues. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Be happy. This language is very expensive. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. It's spiritual. When you kneel down and start praying in tongues. Aish, it's power. Secrets. Big things are happening. Big things are happening. And if you read in the book of Romans, of course it's not part of my sermon, the Bible says even the Holy Spirit prays for us. And the Bible says He even groans. And his groaning, we cannot utter. In other Bibles, his groaning is when the Holy Spirit is on his knees, interceding for us. He groans. It means, it's more than crying. You can just listen how deep it is to groan. But what is he doing? Intercession. But he prays. He is the Holy Spirit. He prays as well for us. And God has given us tongues. We have to use these tongues in the kingdom of God. Take it as a revelation. Take it as a revelation. It's not even in my notes. I never even prepared to speak about this. But I think this is one thing that the enemy is using to steal our joy, to steal our authority, to steal everything that the Lord promised to us, because we are too much trying to fit into this world. If I pray in tongues, my children are going to hear me. They will think, what's the problem, Mama? How can I say about that? Let me pray in this language. Then my children will understand I'm praying to God. No. Yeah. Pray in tongues. Let your children know, where is this language coming from? The Lord is good. So as we said, we have seen the kingdom, how we live here in the kingdom of the world. Things, people debate, people do strike, people toy a lot, people twist scriptures, people they fight using scriptures. But we have to understand that at the end of the day, even if I twist this word, but this word will remain as it was. At the end of the day, the word of God will remain forever. People can try to come up with even 1,000 versions. But at the end of the day, the word of God is going to come as the Lord himself spoke. This is why we need to be so much in touch with the Holy Spirit. Because tomorrow I can come with another Bible version. Maybe 90% not the real thing that God spoke in the beginning. But if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you'll be able to discern. I love this Bible, but let me go to my New King James Version. Because you'll be able to discern that, yeah, we have a lot of Bible versions, but this one is, because the Spirit of God in you is working. So everything in the kingdom of God is done by God's will. That's why even Christ himself, he once prayed, Lord, let not my will, but your will. So everything is done by God's will, and there is no committee. And there is no elections. So we need to trust God. He is our good, good Father. We need to trust God. He is our loving Father. If you read the Bible, you will see he has promised a lot of good things for us. All his promises are not to harm us. All his promises are to benefit us, are to give us long life, good health, to set us free from captives. All his promises are good. So it's not boring to be in the kingdom of God. It's actually funny. It's very good. So beautiful. Let's also read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So, we are not just citizens. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. We are ambassadors. We are ambassadors. And an ambassador is a diplomat sent by a state as its representative in a foreign country. So this definition is a very powerful definition. This is what God, not me, says you and me are. We are not just citizens. We are ambassadors. This is a sermon on its own. Because sometimes we are Christians, we are born again, but we don't know the power that we have. God has called us to heal the sick, to cast demons, to raise the dead, to set the captives free. All those, they are in this office. And most of the times we are ambassadors, but our files are just piling up. We are not in office. We are behaving as if we are just citizens in the street. And in our office, as an ambassador, files are piling up. Files are every day. But we are not there to check as an ambassador, what is my duty? What should I do? Because the moment you are in your office and say, Lord, I am an ambassador, what is it? The Lord will just start giving you tasks. This is the file that came yesterday. Somebody is sick. This is the file that came yesterday. You know, God can speak to you about somebody in Russia, not actually for you to go there. Just maybe in a dream, maybe in a vision, just put a name in your heart and you just pray for that somebody. It's not that these things are spiritual. It's not that we need to carry this body to go there. No. Your spirit can just connect to somebody in Russia and just pray for them. And them, they can just see they're receiving something. They don't know who prayed. So this is the power to be in the kingdom of God. So our duty is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. As come and sing that song, our duty is to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. That is when also Christ was asked, how should we pray? There was that statement. He asked God for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let it be here on earth. So our duty is to represent God's rule, his standards, and his way of life. Our duty is to reconcile people to God as an ambassador. But it begins with you being in the kingdom. It begins with us, then around. Let's read Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come. I put this scripture because somebody can ask, but when can I start operating in the kingdom of God? And as I was reading the Bible, I realized that there's times when the Bible says the kingdom of God has come upon you. There's time the Bible says the kingdom of God is in your midst. There's time the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. And when you see God is moving, and when you hear God is moving, when you see testimonies, when you see Patrick coming here and say God is saying this and that, when you see those things, the kingdom of God has come upon you. And notice, to those who received Jesus, is the scripture that we read, the kingdom of God is within you. To some people who are not Christians, they are not saved, if you just go to them, only your presence, tell them the kingdom of God has come upon you. It is now closer to you. It's up to you to receive it so it can be within you, or to just let it be closer to you. So, there are those scriptures. But you cannot minister freely without a change. That's why the message Jesus preached was, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. So after repentance, after we receive Jesus, God gives us a task. As we see, all kingdom expands. That's why many nations today, they speak English, because of one kingdom which expanded. So there is no kingdom that doesn't want to expand. Every kingdom wants to grow, wants to influence. So as the kingdom of God. So as long as we are Christians and we know our identity. When we say identity, we say who we are in Christ. We have to know also our purpose. And let's read John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So this thief is in the kingdom of the world. But Christ has come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. As I was reading, I asked the Lord, why do you have to put "may" in your statement, Jesus? And the answer I had was, it's a choice to people who are hearing my voice, either to accept me or to ignore me. That's why the Bible says, I have come that they may have life. That "may" is up to us to choose. And that they may have it more abundantly. It's up to us to choose. And the last scripture is Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came, spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And the Lord said, amen. So our duty is to make disciples, to baptize them, and to teach them to observe all things Jesus has commanded us. As I read this scripture, I saw that Jesus has the authority, which is the good news. So the good news is Jesus Christ has the authority. The good news is he has the power. The good news is he has the dominion. The good news is he is getting the nations, whether the devil likes it or not. We are pushing forward. We are reaching nations. Because he has called us to do so. So we're gonna do so. Reach nations. God wants our first relationship to be with Him. Then to one another. Then outreach. Reaching the others. But how often do our opinions, are in conflict with what God is speaking to us? I hear sometimes, even me, I used to do it. Maybe I just wake up at night and I hear pray. Then somebody asks, why are you up? I just say, something has waked me up. Until the Lord spoke to me that I'm not a thing. You cannot address me to other people that I'm a thing. I am the Holy Spirit. So sometimes we are in the kingdom of God, but we are fighting the same kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is talking to us. Somebody is asking, what is it? But you know what? I hear something. I'm thinking something. You see, the Holy Spirit, if it's the Holy Spirit, tell the people, the Holy Spirit is saying this. Sometimes because we doubt so much ourselves, that's why God is not even as sure to fill us up and to make us be at the level that He wants us to be. Sometimes we know this is God, this is the Holy Spirit, but if I say this is God, this is the Holy Spirit, people might not, it's not you, it's the Holy Spirit. And maybe you have been looking yourself down, God is saying you are an ambassador. You are an ambassador. Many lives are waiting for you to represent to them the kingdom of God. Don't look yourself down. Even if you were alone in this world, Christ Jesus could still have come and died for you. This is how Christ loves you. Jesus did not die for you, your neighbor. He died for you. Because sometimes even me, because I grew up with these things of rejection and stuff, sometimes you come into the kingdom of God, you think, maybe he never died for me. No, he died for you. Even if you were alone in this world, he could still die for you. You are an ambassador. You are a loyalty. You are from a royal family. He loves you. So we should stop looking ourselves down. The moment we look ourselves down, think what the enemy is going to look at you. You are an ambassador. It is not me saying, it is Christ Jesus himself saying that you are an ambassador. And maybe you have heard that the kingdom of God has come upon you and you want the kingdom of God to be within you. This is the day. So can I just ask maybe the worship team to come forward? And I just want to speak to people who need maybe a prayer. You have been feeling yourself down. You have been looking yourself down. Maybe things are not working in your life. And you start now thinking, I'm not good enough. God doesn't love me. You can come forward. God is going to encourage you. God is going to renew your strength that you will begin to walk without faint. You will begin to fly. As Toffel said, you begin to fly without being weak. If you need prayer, you are sick, come forward. God is the healer. So I'll just begin praying as they are doing the instrument. Then you can come forward. Father, we thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. We have received. We thank you for your word we have received. We thank you, Jesus, for your word we have received. We thank you for your word, Jesus. You have received, we have received your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are here. You're going to heal the people who are sick. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I saw people with two heads. We saw it in intercession. People with two heads. Now we understand what it's about. And then we saw fire being preached today. We saw tongues of fire going out. And then after intercession, as we were praying for this service, I saw the heads merge, and we didn't understand it. So if you are here today and it feels like your head, that like you're in two worlds, like your head is sometimes in the world and sometimes in the kingdom, come forward. Come and pray, because God's healing is here. I saw, as the worship team was singing, I saw golden oil, the golden oil of Gilead being poured over you. I saw tongues of fire being spoken over you. And this is Holy Spirit is able to heal you of double-mindedness. Holy Spirit is here to heal your brain. Holy Spirit is here to heal your mindset. You've heard the truth. You've heard the fire spoken over you. Now come forward and let us stand with you, that never again will you be double-minded. Never again from this day forward. You will have one mindset, one kingdom, one God, one ruler to rule over you. Never again you will be double-minded.
Can I ask the prayer servants to come to the front? We're going to open up the altar right now. I sense there's people that needs prayer for, like Anneli said, just being in two worlds at the same time. Please come to the front right now. If you want to pray in tongues and want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and you've never prayed in tongues, please don't go home today without receiving prayer for that. It's so easy. It's not something weird. It's not something funny. It's very easy. Please come to the front and we can pray for you. And yeah, if you want to make your life right with God, then also please come to the front. Don't go home without knowing that you are solidly in the kingdom of God, that you are a child of God. And if you've drifted away and you want to come back, please come to the front and then we can pray for you.
Thanks for listening to this message. We hope you enjoyed this moment with us. For more information, visit shofaronline.org.